Greetings, dear mystical travelers. I am El Ectaris from the Arcturian system. From a sixth-dimensional perspective. And I have deep gratitude for being here to speak with you now. In this place of enlightenment, in ways that you have no idea of. As this is a place that we come regularly, as we see it invigorates and inspires deeper thought about the universe that you live within. And we have something personal things to tell you from the Arcturians as I speak for them. This one here, that you are calling Rachel, we know as Zektor, because she is one of us, from Arcturus. Which she may not know is why she put this symbol on the back of her neck, as an energetic connection to us, and to all that that reveals in her soul. Because if you look at that image in a three-dimensional manner, it is the Merkaba, which is how we Arcturians travel through space and time, and how we are here visiting this planet, not only telepathically, but also energetically, and we imprint ourselves into this environment by changing our radiation and creating ships that can live within your world. And we communicate with you in this way. And you have this symbol as a connection to us, and you can look further into this to reveal more about your soul energy, where you came from, and what you are here to do. Arcturus is your home planet, where your soul was born. There is so much more to your universe, all of you, than you have in your minds, and even in your hearts. And if you can fuse these together, you become the truth that you are, which is star people. Even those that are born of Earth energies have the genetic DNA of many different star people, star beings, as yourself. An Earth soul that has been around for so many millennia, as you call it, with multitudes of lives. And in this one you act humble, but in so many you were such a great being of power, you see. And you walk with a solitude and a secret that not many know. There is a deep truth from all of these lives, and you've shared so much with so many. And this is your life, to be more of an observer. And when someone comes to you, if they ask a question with their heart, they always receive a deep, profound answer. Because you already have all that within you, from this earth, from all of your experiences here. Know that within your soul. Know that whenever you encounter someone, you have a message for them. And this comes from so many experiences and so much giving. And this one over here that appears so innocent. She not only comes from the stars, she is the star. Not a star like your Hollywood portrays to you, but a real star. Your soul is starlight. You came to this planet to radiate that star innocence, that energy, and to bring that starlight out in others by that truth that you have within. Simplicity. Keep that, because that is a light for so many. You can reflect to them their inner truths. You are a being that has the ability to help others shine like Starlight. And this may not mean too much to you right now, but when someone looks in your eyes, they can see their own soul. If you allow that, you are a reflection for them. And it is a beautiful thing that you have, and you are. And know this within your soul so that you can bring that alive around you in everything that you experience. And when you look at the stars, you are taking in that essence of who you are. You see, and it will actually revive you in so many ways that you do not recognize in with your intellect. Because all of those stars are your brothers and sisters. And you may all wonder, how can someone be a star? Ponder that notion that everything in your universe is energy, and you are all connected to it and everything, you see. And this, we Arcturians are well aware of, you see. And why we are able to come and speak and communicate with you. And we have been doing this. We have been communicating with humanity for thousands of years. And we were very influential with the Mayan and Aztec consciousness. These cultures were always looking to the stars. And we were there to answer their questions about the mysteries of the universe. And they paid attention. And they created these calendars to pass this information through time. There is a reason why you have found these calendars, these structures, this information in your particular time period. It is no accident. It was all planned. And we Arcturians had a deep connection with these cultures of this period of time, the Aztecs and the Mayans. And we communicated with them and relayed information to them so that they would be instrumental in sharing with your time period, which is crucial to your development as a species, you understand. It is now time for you to awaken to the meaning of what the end is of something old in the beginning of something truly new for your species. An awareness of things outside of your typical five senses that include the entire universe, all of the planets, all of the energetic bodies, and all of these various dimensional species that live throughout your universe and beyond, because it is quite a multiverse in actuality. And you are a part of a much bigger picture. A much bigger picture that you are about to blossom into as beings, as more luminous beings that are a part of the greater galactic family, you see. And we are here to welcome you. To welcome you into that greater awareness and accessing your abilities as intuitive beings, more aware of your souls and where your souls come from, and the meaning of that for your time. You think you are small, but you are great. And this planet is so significant in the evolution of this entire universe. There are many involved in this process of your discovery and your greater abilities and your awareness. And it is time for that to occur. It is time for the great awakening of humanity. And each of you is an important piece of that puzzle. Each of you plays a significant role because you are all connected to millions of others just with your soul energy. With what you radiate in your consciousness. Every time you have a thought that is outside of the box, that is a change in your belief system, you, each as powerful beings, are affecting many that are on your vibrational frequency. So we urge you to think a bit differently about who you are and why you are here. Remember who you are and why you are here. Remember to have the light within you to share that. You are not just here for simple things, although you should be enjoying them at the best of your ability. You are here to make an impact, to changing views, to changing ideas, to thinking beyond words, and feeling beyond those five senses into other realms, so that you can bring that to the attention of this world that has been stuck into a very limited perspective. It is time to open up. It is time to raise that vibration and see and be more. Believe that it is possible, firstly. You must believe that you are more than you are. And you must believe that this universe has more to offer you than meets the eyes. It is beyond the objects in space. It is beyond physical objects that you are watching with your telescopes. Think differently, because each one of those energetic bodies that you call planets and galaxies and star systems is so much more than a physical reality of atoms and molecules and light and photons and whatever it is your scientists think that they are, gaseous giants and whatnot, because each has a consciousness of its own. And all are part of creating that consciousness and what it appears like to you. But it is just an appearance, you see. It is the energy that each one of those bodies relays to you and affects you, the consciousness of them that is important. And what they can relay is not, I am a physical body with this mass, but I have a consciousness and an energy that affects your reality just as you affect it, because you are connected by the energy of these planets. And you can connect to them so that you can vibrate in tune with the universe and sense the movement so that your consciousness becomes creational, co-creational with these bodies of energy and the various beings that live within many different dimensional realities that associate with particular star systems or particular galaxies, because that is where they blossom just like you are, in this Milky Way galaxy. But they evolve past the physical limitation of that energy, and they move to become energetic beings, because they understand that they always were energetic beings at this point. And just the same, you are realizing this, that you are energetic beings, that everything that moves through your system is connected to the stars, is connected to the galaxy, and has various frequencies, just as your chakra system, just as your astrological signs each have a quality of energy. All of this radiates through your being. It is all connected, you see. And you, all of that is on an energetic level. You are energetically connected to all of these realities. All of the consciousness of each astrological sign and each body, planetary body. And together you create this reality that you experience every day. You are not alone in the universe. And there is so much to be invigorated from throughout this universe, including your stars. And it can take you everywhere as you open your perception, be beyond your limited view of your daily life and expand it to knowing that as energetic beings, you are connected beyond your present understanding. Just bringing this into your heart will open doors for you. And as we make this transmission, and everyone in the universe that hears it, will receive the essence of this knowing, and that will be transmitted. And that is what is important in what you are doing. You think that it is your plans of doing this day and that day, but it is the energy behind it that will move it forward, and that will create something not only between you, but between every being that you are each connected to, and every being that hears and senses this message from a soul perspective, because that is where it will be heard. The soul is the energy that you are, and you experience your reality based on your emotional reactions. And you are now at a stage where you will be able to, or learning to, use that emotional scale as a guidance and develop that ability that your emotions give you to sense beyond what you call as extrasensory perception. What does that really mean? It is time for you to contemplate that. Each of you in your own way. It is a beginning. The contemplation of this. Extra. What is extrasensory? And where can this take you? Because this is where you are going. You are energetic beings that have extrasensory perceptions that you have nullified, you have diminished, nullified by your disbelief. So it is time to believe, because when you believe, you create. And there is no other way for it to happen. Because as long as you disbelieve, you will not create it. And that, my friends, is the ultimate answer. And with that, we will let you ponder. But we know that you may have a couple questions, and we can answer that for you.
Electaris, one of the questions that we had when we were looking at the Mayan or Aztec calendar earlier was, how were the Mayans able to receive communication from you to create that calendar? Did they have extrasensory perception that we don't at that time? Was it limited to just the priesthood of the Mayans? Was it part of an awakened DNA? What could you share with us about that?
There is much to say about that. But firstly, that there was the group of what you call the priesthood that were focused their energy on being conduits for receiving information, that their focus was on the stars, was on the planets, and we heard their call, in a sense. And we were there to answer, because you all have free will, so there must be a choice within the individuals in order to receive information from elsewhere. And in the case of the Mayans, there were priests that focused their energies on making this communication, and thus they did. And thus we gave them a transmission. We gave them information to complete their desire to know. And that's where the key was. When they had that desire and the will to find out, we were there to help them and guide them in finding their answers, you see. and in the importance of creating something that would transcend their time and be a gift for this time, as they knew the importance of the alignment galactically of this era that you now presently are lucky enough to be within, to experience and to share within this period of time. And so it was the priesthood that made the call. And we answered it. And they shared this then with others. And part of that sharing then allowed the energy that we transmitted to be instilled in the general populations. And they were much more open to receiving, because their belief systems and their consciousness was not limited by so much by what they were seeing and hearing on you, as you do on your medias. And they were looking from their own hearts, from their own desires, from their own consciousness to know. And from that place of truth, they found that connection, and they opened up a portal, so to speak, an energetic portal between Arcturus and planet Earth, one that had actually been closed for some while. And they were responsible for reopening that communication at that time. And so we were able to help them, as were others at that point. Because once they opened up that portal of energy to communicate with worlds beyond Earth, and their consciousness were open to it, they experienced many beings that wanted to be there to help them to give this signal through time to all of you today. And you see, we do not see time the way you do, so to us, all of this is happening at once. And what you are doing now is actually influencing that time period and bringing what they sought and what they brought to the Earth in their calendars alive today, as we speak. This is something you must contemplate, because everything is happening now, and you are creating it now, and you are creating more of it. You are giving it more energy as you think of it. And you are making the message clear on your planet now of what is necessary to transition from the end of the calendar to the new beginning. And it is time for you now to create that. And you are creating it along with the Aztec cultures and the Mayan cultures as we speak right now. So put that in your thoughts and contemplate it for a while.
Electaris, what am I feeling on my head right now? Because I'm feeling like pressure on my head.
This is your opening of your crown chakra, which is necessary for us to bring energy into your system. This is where we transmit, you see. And all of you experience that when you are opening your consciousness, you see, to messages from beyond. It will often come through a feeling of pressure, or if you are a visual person, you might actually see light coming through in your mind's eye, and feel that light energy coming, flowing through your system, you see. There is always an energetic impact of our communications with you, because you are opening to it by just being in our presence presently. So you will be influenced as much as you allow yourself to be. And it will come through your crown chakra, and some of you will feel a tingling, and some of you will feel pressures. And then some of you may actually feel it throughout the rest of your body. And this is something to pay attention to, because it is opening up centers for you to then have that sensitivity in other situations and environments. So if you can sense the energy right now and how it is flowing, and that it is, if you are open, it is likely to feel quite invigorating, tingly, maybe even like an opening or an expansion. And sometimes there will be a cleansing happening, so you might feel a little odd in certain parts of your energetic structure. Something a little off-jointed or out of place. And this is caused by a realignment happening. Because as we communicate with you, we do not just do it through these words. These words are just a small portion of what is happening here. We are coming to you as energy. And we are what you would call scanning your system, the vibration that you have within you. And it is just natural for us to heal, you would call it, to realign your energy. Because in realigning your energy, you are more able to receive the information from not an intellectual point of view, but from all of the energetic levels that you need to receive it. And it may be different for each one of you. And you may find in the following days that certain things will almost seem to pop within you or pop out of you. And this can be in the form of an intuition. This can be in a form of a change within your body. Physical change might occur. And you might notice it over time. It might not be evident right now. But most importantly, we hope that it is, you will feel and sense something deeper about your individual purpose in being here on planet Earth at this time. Because ultimately, that is what you need to be discovering now, is why you are here.